article is talking about who's suffering and who causes suffering reminds me of a kind of a dismal story that I heard from a Christian once. So I'll make it real brief.
Why brief? What's the hurry?
Because it's kind of a dismal story. I want to bring it there again. But it was short. It involved, I mean, we're right back to the concentration camps, right? And somebody in the concentration camps is offended. So several Jews are hung. And everyone else is made to watch. And of course, the adults are heavy enough that they snap the ropes and it's over quickly. But there's one adolescent boy who is hung.
Yeah.
He's not heavy enough. And he's left there to suffer. And he can't die quickly. And everyone is standing there watching. And one person who's watching turns to the other and says, "Where is God now?" And the response, of course, is, "God is right there. He's the one that's hanging. He's the one that's suffering."
Who said that?
This is a conversation between the two Jews who
two
were
Jews,
watching.
Two Jews,
That's in Night.
Is it?
Yeah.
Correct me.
They said, "He's gone. Your God has forsaken us." At the time, God, you know, where is God now? And at that moment, the idea came to me about the push, you know, of consciousness. But and then later on in the book, they said that one of the ideas was that it was God suffering. Later in the book. One of the characters had the idea that that was God suffering.
He himself has told us. It's not my made-up story or anything. It's only through suffering, only through pain, can you turn towards me. Otherwise, you always have your back towards me.
What about with you?
I didn't suffer.
Maybe you suffered lives before.
No, but that's no excuse, you know. There is something called His grace, you may call it. Yeah. There are exceptions to prove the rule. I'm an exception to prove the rule.
The new line.